This weekend, there's fun outside and indoors, making it one of the best times of the year. Our events curator, Tanya Pendleton, shares with us her list of things to do.
It's time to get revolutionary, and WHYY is leading the way. We start off the weekend tonight at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden with a preview screening of Ken Burns' The American Revolution. The 6-part, 12-hour documentary explores the human side of America's founding, and Terry Gross will be there live in conversation with Burns himself. The event starts at 7 p.m. It's part of Homecoming 250, the anniversary celebration of the Navy and Marine Corps, with ship tours, parades, and the Blue Angels starting this weekend. We'll have the full schedule of events on our website, whyy.org/things to do. Friday night, it's all about flavor and culture. The Philadelphia Museum of Art celebrates Hispanic Heritage Month with music from DJ V Spice, food by Chef Jezebel Carriega, and a pop-up talk with artist Henry Bermudez. Grab a cocktail, wander the galleries, and enjoy the celebration of the multifaceted Latin culture. The event goes from 5 to 8:30. If you're an art lover who enjoys discovering emerging talent, the Bach Building opens its doors on Friday for Open Studios Night. 9 floors of makers, painters, photographers, sculptors, and more showcase their work. It goes from 5 to 9 p.m. Afterward, you can head to the Bach Bar on the rooftop for the best skyline view in the city. And that's not the only studio tour this weekend. On Friday the 26th, Philadelphia Open Studio Tours kick off with more than 250 artists opening their studios east of Broad Street. Next weekend, it heads to studios west of Broad, encompassing 26 neighborhoods around the city. Studios are open from noon to 6 both weekends. If music is what moves the needle for you, see what I did there. My morning jacket checks into the Met for a 2-night stand on Friday and Saturday.
Well, they say time waits for no one, dear, and it takes near death to show one, yeah, but time waited for you and me.
Jim James and crew are mixing classics like One Big Holiday with newer cuts, like their most recent single, Time Waited. Both shows start at 7. Miley Cyrus may have the big hits and the Grammy Awards, but her baby sister, Noah Cyrus, is on the come up. She's on the I Want My Loved Ones to Go With Me tour through the end of the month. It's also the title of her sophomore album, where she sings a duet with Blake Shelton.
Baby, just take my hand. This is skydiving. This is blind faith. This is high stakes that you might lose. But when you know there's nothing to go back to, then you have to find you.
Noah's at the Fillmore on Friday night. The show starts at 8. Saturday morning, the Scrapple and Apple Festival takes over Reading Terminal Market, a local favorite with Scrapple fries, apple fritters, and even Scrapple sculpting contests. The contest is on Friday at noon, which previews Saturday's event that goes from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now that you're full, head to the Xfinity Mobile Arena as Philly's own undefeated champ Jason Boots Ennis takes on Uzma Malima. Boots is stepping into a new weight class, and this match could launch him into a world title fight. Boxing's return to Philly should be exciting, considering the city's history of champions. Doors open at 5:15. From the ring to the rodeo. 8 Seconds Rodeo rides into the Leocora Center with black cowboys and cowgirls showcasing bull riding, barrel racing, and more. Hosted by ex-Mayo, it's part of a growing movement spotlighting black rodeo culture. Riders compete for $60,000 in prize money, and the event starts at 7 p.m. Yeehaw! That's a wrap for this week's Things to Do, but we invite you to our website, whyy.org/things to do, where you can find any details you missed and where jazz drummer Nate Smith will be this weekend. This is his latest single, Big Fish with Sage, and we'll tell you when the big 2-day Brauhaus Schmitz Oktoberfest is. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more things to do. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.